morning every day, live at Mandalay. From $399,900 for eligible first home buyers. As well as the championship golf course, clubhouse, gym and pool, it's only 40 minutes north of Melbourne.
Right now, it's our favourite time of the show. It is, of course, Husey Tuesday.
Husey Tuesday.
And Husey, we just had a turf war in the studio.
Yeah, we did.
Just I was intimidated.
Tip for anyone who is lucky enough to get into the studio here is just ask before you sit on a chair. Because if it's the Fevolutions chair, I mean, there's going to be issues. And I didn't know.
I said it politely.
I didn't know it was your chair.
You said, you know what, you were polite, Fev, but in the way that a bouncer is.
Yeah, but don't ever do it again.
Yeah.
I mean, more than a bouncer.
There was a threat.
It was felt mafia implicit, to me. I yeah. was like, yeah.
No, all I said like, was, do I get my chair back?
Felt like at Lygon Street. You know? I sat on Mick Gatto's chair and it's like, Mick's going,
Benji Veneman did that. It didn't end well, did it?
Whoa. Hey, Husey, can we quickly get off that topic? And I want to ask you about, you were at a Fortnite convention.
Oh, yeah, not a convention. Summer Smash.
What's that? You've
got to get it right.
I don't know Fortnite. Explain Fortnite.
Now, well, Fortnite is a phenomenon, and I didn't know really until my son got an Xbox for Christmas, and now he's addicted to Fortnite.
Is he buying V-Bucks? Credit card?
I don't give him the credit card, but he's heavily invested, as in he would spend every second of every day in front of the computer, you know, basically killing people.
Yeah, so,
My
kids are all over it.
And they have the headset on, Phoebe, and it's like you hear them talking to their mates, and I'm just going to get your rocket launcher, we're going to kill this guy.
Get the gun out, we're going to shoot him. Got him. It's like, whoa. When my girls are saying it, I'm like, what are they doing up there?
How's this gotten through in terms of, you know, we live in you know, quite a nanny state.
It's
where
critical
you can't
mass.
Have kids but consuming this sort of
100
gun
million
culture.
A day they make.
Yeah, and your kids are whinging. It's the whinging, and then parents are weak, and we just give in to the whinging. So and it's like, if everyone's doing it, well, then your kids have to do it as well. But this I had no idea the superstars that were involved there. I just agreed to do it without realizing it would give me so much credit. There's a guy called Laserbeam. Do you know Laserbeam?
Never heard of Laserbeam.
You know Laserbeam?
No, I'm not across Laserbeam. He's massive.
Laserbeam has, I had no idea, but my son thinks he's a god, and apparently Laserbeam's funny, but I'm not. So, and he's got 8 million.
He's a YouTuber.
YouTube. Yeah. He's got 8 million subscribers. I played with him at this tournament at the Australian Open on Sunday. I played with Laserbeam. I walked in, there's about 4,000 like kids, or, you know, screaming young men basically, like, you know, 12-year-olds, and my son, who's 9, screaming, Laserbeam, Laserbeam, Laserbeam. And then one woman, a mum of one of these kids, waved to me and said, Husey, I want to talk to you. And I thought, I've still got it, Beth. But I walked over and she threw a note down, because we're on Margaret Court Arena, and she threw a note down to me. She said, pick up the note. And I thought, what, this is going to get raunchy.
It's happened again.
Yeah, exactly. And it's going to be a phone number on this note. Yeah. I picked up the note, and I kid you not, it said, Husey, I've got a problem. My kids need Laserbeam's autograph.
Did you say you should have rang up the TV show, Husey has a problem?
No, I should have said that, but you know what I did? I walked over to a Laserbeam and I said, can I get an autograph for this woman's kids? That's insane.
8 million subscribers.
Yes.
He makes something like $13 million last year just from his YouTube. Something
crazy.
Like,
there we go.
Crazy.
Well, I'll tell you what might happen next week, Laserbeam Tuesday.
Yeah, well, hang on.
101.9 The Fox.
Every Tuesday.
Husey Tuesday.
Yes, and Husey and Kate from 4:30 PM weekdays here on The Fox. They're catch up as well. Plus, Husey, we have a problem back tonight, 9 PM on 10.
With Kate.
Yeah.
Which will be great. First episode for 2019.
Yeah, talking about, after the I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, so which is a great show, which Fev, you won a couple of years ago.
Yes,
so
God, don't remind me.
No. And
still King of the Jungle.
Yeah. You're still king, mate. I think
you're two queens.
Your series was the best series.
100%.
Wasn't it?
Yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, no doubt about it. But this series is still really good. Yeah, it's really good.
Really good.
Covered off.
Well, tune in tonight and then stick around.
And then stick at 9 o'clock.
For Husey, we have a problem. So Kate is on it talking about the fact that she can't speak Italian and she's now in Italy. So,
do you know what amazed me, Husey? Because she's on the show. This is her first show broadcasting this afternoon from Italy. But she's right into it because I've on Insta.
Oh, she's killing it on Instagram.
She's taken the kids to school yesterday.
Yeah,
they've got off the plane.
Yeah, I know. And there's one of them was in here crying last week, and now I know why. Because he's trudging through the snow to school as we're all hanging out at the beach. So.
Husey,
She loved her, as you said, Boxy. She was all over Insta.
Oh, she said, I'm going to get
I'm on this plane. I'm on this plane.
She said, I'm going to get a new Instagram for the trip. I said, no, you keep your same Instagram. You get a new Instagram. What do you want, a second life? You've still got a radio show to do. You just bring all that interest to our show, which is this afternoon at 4:30.
So. Who else is on the show?
Tonight on the TV, we've got Tommy Little's talking about the fact that he is a single man but wants to...
He hates that.
Yeah, he hates it, doesn't he? Yeah. But he wants the best of both worlds. He wants... I mean, you're a father and you're doing all the right things. Yes. He wants to enjoy being a single man but also be a father. So he wants,
family man.
He wants to donate... Yeah, so he wants to donate.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, so and yeah,
I'm getting a snip.
I've had it, man.
Oh, talk to me about it. Does it hurt?
Go to sleep, as I say.
Yes,
so, yeah,
I want to do that because someone told me, I spoke to Nick Maxwell on on Sunday at the cricket, and he said it feels like you sort of get kicked in the nuts.
Yeah, no, I don't want that. I mean, other people.
I don't want that.
I mean, Matt Chilli rode his bike there and rode home, apparently. So I was like, you know what? What do you want to do that?
Did you wake up sore, though?
A little bit sore, but, you know, you can't complain to your partner because they've had a baby come out of that area. So, you know, it's a different sort of pain.
Yeah, true. Mm. But do you feel like you've lost any?
No, not at all. You know what? It's, you've got everything that you had before except it's fine, man. And you know what? And the thing is, you've got, you know, and your partner can't get pregnant. And if she does after that, well, this question's going to be asked. Yeah.
See? I had a problem and Uzi fixed it.
That's beautiful. It's tonight, 9 p.m. on 10. Of course, for the drive home with Kate live from Italy.
When am I going on the show?
Servo.
When are you going to get me on?
We'll get you on. Do you want to come on or not?
Mate, I've been telling you for 2 years I want to go on something with you.
Well,
you
you're
just keep
on,
blowing
man.
Me off.
No, I'm not going to blow you off. I love you, you know? I mean, I sat in your chair because I wanted to.
101.9. The Fox.
The Fox. Okay, now there is a big star that is heading to town, a big Hollywood star heading our way, and he doesn't even realise this, but he did contribute to the one-time downfall of our very dear friend Brendan Favola.
Mm.
Now, he, as I said, he's unaware of it, but he's coming our way. His name is the legendary action superstar Steven Seagal. Fev, does the name Steven Seagal resonate with you? Do you remember how he was involved in the downfall?
I don't really remember too much about that night, Boxy.
Can I remind you with audio?
Don't.
Steven Seagal, your favourite movie, Steven Seagal? Pressure point! Pressure point! Pressure point! Pressure point! Pressure point! Pressure point! Steven Seagal! Steven Seagal! Steven Seagal! Steven Seagal! Hey! Steven Seagal!
Back in 2019, the infamous...
No, 09.
Was it 09? What did I say?
It's currently...
Earlier today I said, this is 2009.
It was in your head.
Wow. 2009, 10 years ago, you were on the Brownlow as a red carpet reporter. And
I was at the Brownlow too.
You were at the Brownlow. I was there. I remember this well.
I got the three votes afterwards.
I always go for midfielders.
I didn't even
fair
know you at the time. I watched it because I was doing the red carpet for Sunrise at the time, and I remember watching this unfold. And I thought it was so harsh when you lost your job at Channel 9 after that.
Mm. Back now.
You're back. Oh, you're definitely back.
But, I think. Still don't know if I'm back.
Stephen, to this day... Everybody remembers the Steven Seagal moment.
If I had a dollar for every time someone goes, pressure point, pressure point.
Steven Seagal.
And even Juddy, the man, he says it as well. Like people say it to him all the time. He must hate me for it.
So fair. Anyway. How do you feel about this?
Do you know who I do blame?
Who?
Johnny.
Who's Johnny?
Johnny Walker.
So both Steven Seagal and Johnny Walker were at fault.
Okay, I think it's 10 years. It's the anniversary since that Brownlow incident. I have set up something very special for you, my friend. It's almost a way you've come full circle. Then a lot of things went wrong and now you are back. You are on the number one FM breakfast show in Melbourne. You are kicking goals. You are dominating in the media, Fev. And to put all that to bed, I would love... to sit you down one-on-one with Mr. Steven Seagal. He's coming to town. I've set this up. You and Steven in a room together and you can relive the magic that was how he ruined your career.
Just really pressure point him?
Yep.
Or do you want me to pop out of a cake pissed? And go, pressure point!
Absolutely. An evening with Steven Seagal is coming to the Melbourne Convention Centre this Saturday. Well done, Fief. She's timed this in beautifully. You can get your tickets to actually see Steven Seagal. I wonder if Fev will be at the gig. Ticketek.com.au is
it'll
where you
end up being a conversation with Steven Seagal and Brendan Favola.
I've actually had a lot of people, Boxy, Instagram. You know when you get tagged? Yeah. This show that you've just pumped up, Byron. Everyone, Fev, you've got to get there. Fev, you've got to get there. And then all you've got to do is just tell Boxy, gets it done.
It's essentially
what do I say
date.
To him? I'm going to have to play him the YouTube clip.
Don't worry, I've got it all ready to go.
I'm sure you have.
The laptop,
sure
you're going to pull it out.
We'll hear that during the week. We'll also give away some tickets to that event as well. It's all coming
when
up on the Fox.
During the week.
It's yes, and the actual event is Saturday the 2nd of Feb, and that's at MCEC.
Just so not Wednesday. I've got a meeting with Metricon.
Okay, cool.
101.9. The Fox.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for tradie.
So, Thief, that means a hot one for our tradies. Gee, they do a good job.
They do in their heat. And they're just awesome. They're great singers too. Dylan in Geelong, a civil construction machine operator. How are you, Dylan?
Yeah, I'm pretty good yourself.
That sounds really impressive, that title. Civil construction machine operator.
It's not bad for a shit kicker.
Dylan, what are you going to sing for us this morning?
Oh, we'll go Where Is the Love by Black Eyed Peas.
Nice. Oh, Where Is the Love?
Yeah, that's a beat. I wonder if he's going to do the rap beat or just hit us with the chorus.
Mate, I can hit that whole song.
I'll hit it.
Well, we won't need the whole song. Obviously, just find a good little edit and go for it.
We'll go the first verse and the first chorus. We'll go that.
Okay, right. I love it. Thought it through.
Nosy stuff, Dil.
Take it away, mate.
All right.
Oh, and I've had to dump him. I've had to dump Dylan. He we'll take a song. I've just had to dump him there.
What a legend. That was his inner Mark War. Just brought out his inner Mark Wall.
That wasn't the radio edit.
You know what that is? It's the equivalent of stage fright.
Yeah, there we go. No, but we'll come back though. We'll just take a song and
you know what it is?
Reassess.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Take two with Fifi, Fev and Byron for breakfast. Melbourne's most talented tradies are ready to perform. Dylan, who had some issues.
Let's go back to Dylan.
Well, he'll come back. We'll put him on at the end. He'll come back.
Okay. We've got Bo in Melton. Are you there, Bo?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Concreter. How's concreting going, Bo?
Hasn't started just yet, but I'm about to get into it.
Oh, I had a crush on a concreter once upon a time, yeah.
Ooh.
Over in Western Australia.
Oh, hang on.
Did you lay down the foundation?
I met him at a big motocross meet.
Oh,
jeez.
Yeah. He's a concreting motocross rider. It's pretty good, doesn't it?
What were you doing there, lost?
No, I was doing the weather for Sunrise at the time. God, I met a lot of interesting types doing that job.
I'm sure you did.
How'd it go?
But yeah, that didn't happen. No. Bo, what are you going to perform for us?
I'm going to perform Real Slim Shady by Eminem.
There we go. Fev said he was in. You want a rapper this morning?
Well, Dylan from Geelong has threatened to rap as well. He's just got to watch his language.
Hey, Bo, when you're laying down the concrete like a slab, do you ever put like a little marking to say that you've done it, like at the in the corner, like a little trademark?
Yeah, sometimes I write my name or a custom number plate in there and try and get away with it.
I would. I'd put a little thing there. I did that.
Right. Would you? No.
Bo, it's time to perform Eminem Real Slim Shady with your best edited version. Go for it. Bo, the concreter from Melton. Go for it, mate.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All your other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up, because I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady, all your other Slim Shadys have just been imitating, so watch real Slim Shadys. I'm out of breath, boys. I'm out of breath.
Well done, Bo.
Great effort.
Great work.
I think he delivered. That's the song.
He's in the running for the major prize.
Now we're still leading up to Dylan, who's making his comeback. We've got Greg, builder from Frankston. Hey, Greg.
Yeah, g'day, guys. How are you?
We love
Greg's
on this show.
Well, there's just the one Greg on the show.
Well, there's two.
It's just nice having someone who's proud of their name.
Well,
Greg.
Byron's my middle and preferred, but Greg has stuck with Greg, and good on him.
Be proud of the name you were christened. Greg, what are you going to be performing for us?
Come What May from Ewan McGregor.
What a classic love ballad.
From Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge, yeah. Oh.
Nicole Kidman and Ewan McGregor. I love this. Greg, if I knew what you were doing.
I don't think I've ever heard this song.
Oh, it's beautiful. Moulin Rouge.
Oh, it's an interesting.
I will love you.
Okay.
I will
your voice has got worse over the years.
Children.
That was horrible.
That's a bit harsh.
Okay, here we go.
I thought you sounded good.
Greg.
Good luck, Greg.
Well, you shouldn't be judging this.
I'm getting neat, nervous after Fifi.
I'll sing it. I'll happily do the female bit if
no.
I can get it. Oh, gosh.
Greg 1 and Greg 2. Here we go.
When did you get bossy?
Never knew I could feel like this. Like I've never seen the sky before. I want to vanish inside your kiss. Every day I love you more and more. Listen to my heart, can't you hear it sing? Telling me to give you everything. Too early in the morning for that part.
Beautiful.
Seasons may change.
Not done.
Done? Yeah, good.
Oh, great. Yeah,
no, that probably is. Wow.
I don't know.
I didn't get the chorus.
Go to the chorus.
Go to the chorus.
Oh, jeez. Now.
Come on, Greg, again.
Seasons may change, winter to spring, but I love you. Until the end of time, come what may.
Still going.
Anyway, yeah.
Greg.
Well done, Greggy.
The judges will Bloody take into legend. Consideration. That is a difficult song to sing at 6:55 in the morning.
That was emotional.
Lot of elements.
But, sorry, it's definitely a bit raspy.
That was beautiful.
As a Greg to a Greg, what do you think?
As a Byron to a Greg, I thought that was an excellent performance.
Well, your name's Greg Byron.
We'll move on to Dylan.
Finally, now, Dylan, we got you back, our civil construction machine operator from Geelong. How you going, Dylan?
Yeah, I'm good.
Do you want to
I'm just going to give you a tip. No, you know what? Let's just give him a tip.
He swore.
Yeah.
We had to dump him.
Fudge is a good word to refer to if you need, okay?
Oh,
fudge.
Done.
Or just duck.
Fudge.
yep,
fudge is a good radio-friendly term. Okay, Dylan, we're going to hear some Black Eyed Peas. Where is the love?
All right, good luck, mate. Second time lucky, hopefully, for you.
Oh. What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they got no mamas. I think the whole world's addicted to the drama, only attracted to things that are bringing trauma. Overseas, they were trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods of the Crips and the KKK. But you only have love for your own race, you only leave space to discriminate. And when you discriminate, only generates hate. When you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Madness, what you demonstrate, that's the action and how anger words operate. But you gotta have love just to set it straight. Hit your body and soul, now and meditate.
Okay, there we go. That was excellent. And we'll quit while we're ahead before you swear again. We'll stop
there.
Choked on his little iced water.
Yeah,
big decision for the self-appointed judge, Brendan Favola.
No. This is my segment.
No, it's not. No, we're a community.
Not yours.
Never said it was. I don't want to associate with it.
I'm going to give it to Greg.
Yeah,
he went out on a limb. It's bit
beautiful.
Of Moulin Rouge.
I got
you up and about, Foxy.
Yeah.
And he was really passionate about it, wasn't he?
He was.
Yeah, I actually sung at my wedding.
Well done, Greg.
Greg. Did your missus run out or did she stay?
Mate, she's actually overseas at the moment.
That does make sense. Greg, well done.
What's he win?
Well, his name is Greg, so that's his first win. And his second win is this great prize. Be your own captain along the Yarra River with an eco-friendly electric BYO picnic boat. Head to goboatmelbourne.com.au. It's you and seven mates, Greg, out on the Yarra.
Okay. Yeah, cool. Thank you very much, guys.
Excellent
sounds
stuff.
All right, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, sounds good.
101.9. The Fox.
Fev's just doing some squats in the studio, bringing those quads back into the shape that
one's,
they once were.
One's gone.
Well, you said it's withered a bit. It's just a tiny bit thinner than the other one.
Yeah, it's gone because of my Achilles. It's just gone.
Right.
So I'm just trying to get it back because footy season starts soon.
Do you know someone who's got a lot of time for squats, gym, I don't know, work on any part of their body they like? And that is Karl Stefanovic.
Yeah.
Because he does have his show. What's that show that he does on Channel 9?
Once every year.
Yeah, it'll be a six-week film in the year that was. What is that show?
It's a wonderful show.
This time next year.
Anyway, no longer on the Today Show.
He's got a bit of time, hasn't he, Boxy?
He does. And, I mean, gee, what a fiasco that whole thing was. And we were on holiday at the time when he was over in Mexico getting married, and then he was having his honeymoon and paps were following them and photos were everywhere. And then the next minute he lost his job while he was on honeymoon.
Jeez.
Ouch.
Ouch.
One of the most ridiculous bits
I lost
of...
my job in rehab. That was stiff.
Yeah, that, yeah. There were...
At least he was on a honeymoon.
That's true.
Having a daiquiri.
It's hard to be a professional footballer, though, from rehab, isn't it?
It's very tough.
It's not the ideal place to launch.
Not kicking many snags in there, am I?
Anyway, so one of the ridiculous stories that's come out regarding Carl's moving on from the Today Show is that apparently one of the reasons, and again, this is all speculation,
this is an
article in a paper suggested that insiders have revealed that one of the reasons that they let go of him was because of the ridiculous hipster hat he kept wearing.
Yeah, no, fair play.
He started wearing this hat, and they're calling it a hipster hat. What do you call that? It's like, it's...
Yes, what is with that? He thinks he's Molly Meldrum.
It's a bit Pharrell, isn't it?
It's not fedora.
It's kind of a fedora. It's a hipster fedora.
What is it? It's a wide-brimmed... Can I just have that back?
Yes, of course.
Thank
you.
I was just going to read some of the comments. Apparently, they do research sessions, so they get people in and ask them questions, and one of the leaked insiders said, session after session, you would hear complaints about Carl and this hat. For some reason, it just turned viewers off. Viewers complained that the wide-brimmed hat, it made him look arrogant, foolish and try-hard.
Oh, jeez.
I tell you one thing, those hats there, they're the downfall. You know who else used to wear one of them?
Who?
Barnaby Joyce.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was more in a Cobra, wasn't it?
It's like very similar.
Hmm. You're right. Although Pharrell's doing okay. He wears one of these. He's probably more famous for wearing it than Carl.
There's a picture of Carl, by the way. So you know the hat we're talking about. It's on our Instagram, FeeFeeFevByron.
Now, can you imagine when Carl was pulled into an office and told, I think he was rung actually while he was in Mexico enjoying his new nuptials.
Having a corona.
And he got the call and it was like, Carl, we've got to let you go from the Today Show. And maybe he inquired, why? Well, if I'm to be honest, it's about your hat. Like, of all the reasons to lose your job, and in fact, 131060, I will challenge Melbourne. What was a dumb reason you lost your job or you know someone lost a job? Let's look for the dumbest reasons for losing your job. And they may be true. Yeah. You may actually go, yeah, fair enough. This was true. I did do this, and it's a dumb reason to get fired. But
I got
it's a
pissed
fact.
At the Brownlow and said, pressure point. And I lost my job at Carlton.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that was a dumb reason for you to lose your job. And you weren't dumb. Yeah. They were dumb.
Fair enough.
Hammered.
131060 is the number. Give us a call. The stupid reasons you've been fired. Both those examples, very hard to
actually,
beat.
They're both Channel 9 examples.
There
too.
We go.
101.9 The Fox.
Our number here, Fief, 131060.
One of the recent rumours that came out on the weekend, or rumours or tattletales that came out from apparently gossip that hit the newspaper headlines about Carl Stefanovic was that he lost his job because of the hat he kept wearing and viewers didn't like it. Now, it is we now have confirmation, a wide-brimmed fedora.
Right.
And all viewers turned on him apparently and just said the hat, it just makes him unrelatable. It's arrogant. It's too cool. He did look, like it or not. And Carl, I honestly believe to each his own, do what you want, Carl. It's your life. But when somebody does make a big change, because he was a bit geeky before he met
Desmond,
wasn't
he? But that was his shtick.
I know. And then
he changed his whole shtick.
He did change. Yeah. And it just shows that, I guess, they do a lot of research in television about television personalities, and it just didn't resonate with viewers,
There's
did it?
There's a thing in this for our bosses, if they're listening.
Hmm.
People don't like change. Just keep it as it is.
Oh, I see what you've done.
I like what you've done there, Brendan.
You've mentioned our contract negotiations twice this show already.
Yeah. Just get nervous.
Anyway,
if
Carl, in fact, did get fired because of the hat he was wearing, that is a pretty dumb reason. And we've challenged Melbourne to hear the dumbest reason that you got fired or let go from your job. And we've got Bailey and Warrandyte. Hi, Bailey.
How are you, Phoebe?
Yeah, good, Bailey. How's Warrandyte this morning?
I'm actually just driving. I pulled over, obviously, but
good boy.
It was good this morning. It was good.
Beautiful, beautiful part of our city. Now, Bailey, did you get fired or was it a mate?
It was one of my mates, actually, from school.
And what happened?
So he obviously got his first ever, like, just casual job at a kebab store, and he realized it was pretty dodgy. It was cash in hand sort of place, and he realized one week that he didn't get paid enough for one of his shifts, so he just called back and tried to get that extra bit of money that he was owed, and then they just never called him back, never gave him another shift, just dropped him on everything.
Fired for asking to be paid.
Hang on, that's, you know, I'd argue that's a reason to go to the ombudsman. I'd be going to workplace and say. That's not right.
That's a bigger issue.
Honestly, like, it was his first job, so he had no clue what to do.
How about them not returning calls?
Wow. Okay.
How good's a kebab, though?
Just asking for more money. Got him fired. No, not even more money. His money. Just the money that I earned. Thanks, Bailey. Huss in Altona. Hey, Huss.
How are you?
Good, Huss. I like your name.
Everyone Huss. Does.
I wouldn't mess with Huss.
Everyone does.
Yeah. Huss, did you lose your job for a dumb reason?
Yeah, I did actually. I'm actually a site manager, and I was site managing a site down at South Bank in the office. It was a refurb, so we're out at the demo stage. So pretty much everything inside was just gone to the tip. But I found some office chairs, some downlights. I picked them up, put them up at a gum tree, sold them for about $600-$700. My boss stand out. See you later, Huss.
Huss was red carded. He's
They're
gone.
Going to the tip.
Yeah.
That's so unfair. You're going to throw them out anyway.
I lost my job, went to the pub, had a few drinks, found another job.
Good work.
Found another. Hey, well done, Huss. Can you get stuff from the tip?
What do you mean, go to a tip and grab stuff?
Yeah.
Guess
like
so.
Once you drop stuff off, and like I've been to the tip a few times, you check a few things, and you see something, you're like, oh, geez, that's all right. Can you take that?
You can.
Huss, are you an expert on tips? No, he's gone.
Huss could have just said, oh, I've thrown in the, someone threw it in the tip and I've picked it up.
Oh, I reckon CCTV got him.
That's a very good point.
Lisa, how are you this morning, Lisa?
Yeah, I'm really good. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. Lise, you sound too nice to have lost your job.
Oh, thank you, Fifi. I think so too.
Did someone fire you, though?
They did, right the day after my birthday.
Oh!
How nice of them.
What did you do?
Well, I had cat hair on my clothes.
What?
Yeah.
Hang on, talk us through this.
People with
allergies, that's a no-no. That's a no-no.
How did they dismiss you? What did they say?
It's just not working out for us.
Did they mention the cat hair?
Yeah, in an email.
Can you read? Have you got it? What did they say?
Basically that I wasn't dressed nice enough to their standards and that I had cat hair on my clothes and I was, basically... not giving them the right representation.
Lise.
It was very much like Devil Wears Prada, and I just thought, you people aren't very nice.
That's horrible.
I know.
I always want you to name them even though you can't
horrible.
Because we'll probably get into it.
Just say, hey, Lise, just say they gave you a warning and said, for future, don't come in with cat hair. Would you have left the job or would you just...
I would have left the job because, one, I've got a cat and a dog and right. they both sleep in my bed.
Okay. Out of interest, Lise, did you have cat hair all over you?
Look, there's probably a few hairs everywhere.
That's harmless, isn't it? You should have just started wearing mohair jumpers. Come on, it's the look.
101.9 The Fox.
Tinder was in the news today. I probably shouldn't have brought this up, but a lot of crimes happened through Tinder, which is something that, just a little announcement. Everyone should be careful and wary of who you meet on Tinder. But they've just done an investigation into how many crimes result from being on Tinder. Anyway, Tinder. I've never been on Tinder. I vicariously live through my friends who go Tinder dating. And Casey, our wonderful producer here, who takes good care of us on the show, she had an incident on Tinder on the weekend.
Does she want to give out her profile on air or no?
Case.
Okay. Sorry.
Case is a catch. Whoa, guys. Should you want me to give it out, Case? Actually, there was a guy on your Instagram this weekend. Is that just a friend?
Yeah, that's just a friend. It's probably one.
He's cute.
I think it's more than a friend.
I know. I wasn't sure. I went, ooh. I liked it. There's Did you notice? There. I was going to put a comment and I went, better not, just in case.
Is there something there?
No, he's just a friend.
A little bit, though?
No, I think he bats for the other team.
Ooh, whoa, he's very cute. Now, so Case, swipe left. Is it right or left? Which one? I've got to get my head around this.
Whenever you see Casey, you swipe right.
You swipe right. So Case swiped right on a guy. He swiped right on her.
When you see Byron, you swipe left.
I'm not on Tinder.
This was the communication. So Casey started the conversation. She's just swiped right on him and then said, "Hi, Jake. How are you handling the heat? Very hot on the weekend,
Topical.
Particularly Friday."
Yep.
His reply was, "Yeah, just really horny. How about you?" Now, I'm bringing this up for a few reasons.
That's what Tinder's for. Case,
oh, no, come on, just talk into it.
Case, did you reply?
No, I unmatched.
No, of course you did. Now, I mean, this could be educational for people on Tinder who are getting a bit too frisky too quickly.
Yeah.
So
that's what Tinder's for, Bob.
Is it though? Like,
Tinder's a site for people to catch up and have sex.
I hear what you're saying, but even
eHarmony,
if
relationship.
Now, I don't want to sound too old-fashioned about this, but even if you're there for a casual relationship or a hookup, it's still okay to have an actual conversation before you get to that. Mm. And I worry that some people maybe, and I don't want to be discriminatory, but a lot of people in your gender, Fev and Byron, I just think you guys just go straight to it. Now, I've got some examples here. These are an Instagram account has been set up for Tinder incidents like this. Here are some examples. And 131060, please share yours when somebody's just gone, whoa, right there. What's the most ludicrous, outrageous introductory comment you've had from someone on Tinder?
Wow. Okay, this would be dangerous.
Okay, somebody's so a girl swiped right on a guy called Jack. Jack wrote back this very first comment: "Please sleep with me." He continues, "Please, pretty please. I'm so lonely. I haven't slept with anyone in a very long time. Ooh. And you're good looking. Please do me the favor of sleeping with me."
Yeah.
Jack.
Just
see,
keep it to the first line. Don't elaborate.
Jack, that's just straight in.
Yeah, but straight to the point.
And then another girl wrote to a guy, swiped right, and they went, "Hi, how are you?" He's written this: "Hi, I have rules. We must have sex and you must send me at least one nude photo a day."
There we go.
That's the conversation. Yeah. No, "Hi, well, nice to meet you, Carly. Nah. What are your interests, your hobbies?"
Well, so I just want to ask Case a question. If you're on Tinder.
She's on the phone.
She was trying to answer phones. But no, here she goes. Oh, she's doing your job.
Well,
push on.
Well, we're talking about her, aren't we?
Okay, no, fair point.
So therefore, we'll ask her some questions.
No, go for it.
When you swipe right, are you always the one to instigate the first chat or do you wait for someone? Because I would never chat first. I wait for someone to hit me up first.
So most of the time I wait to see if they'll chat to me, but this particular day I was bored.
Can I do one more? One more. 131060. We've already got people calling through with examples of when guys particularly, but maybe girls have got a bit forward on
the first
on
sentence.
First communication. Some girl's written, "Hi, Steve, nice to meet you." And he's written back, "I'm rich and Catholic, so I don't wear protection. If you want your kid to have a trust fund, message me back." What's going on?
131060 is our number.
1019. The Fox.
We're talking about Tinder particularly, but social media when you're trying to hook up with somebody and they just come on way too strong, like an introduction. So when you write, "Hi, Greg, nice to meet you."
Well, who would that be?
Where are the days gone of just a nice little poke and a wave?
Yeah.
Just on Facebook. Wow.
Mariah from Point Cook. Hi, Mariah.
Hello.
Hey, Mariah. Mariah, have you met someone on Tinder and they've just gotten a bit fresh, a bit quick?
A bit quick, yes. Someone messaged me, and I'm a nurse and it says it on my profile, and someone messaged me saying, "I hope you're a good nurse because my D needs CPR.
Oh, there we go. Well.
Hey, what did he expect? Like, what does he expect, really?
Yeah, I did not reply to that.
No, of course you
Marina's
didn't.
Marina's right, but I'll be over there soon. No,
it's not happening, is it?
Oh, I'm sorry about that, Mariah. Jaden in Melton. Hi, Jaden.
Hello.
Jaden, I'm surprised. I expected this, and maybe that was wrong, and I'm stereotyping. I expected many girls to call. But, Jaden, did somebody get a bit fresh with you on Tinder?
So I was talking to an elderly woman, and she just came out of nowhere saying she wants to lock me up in her kettle and treat me like a little puppy.
There we go.
I thought you said in her kettle. The old woman
who
did a
shoe. Hey, Jaden, did you take her up on that, or...?
Honestly, like, I'm a bit out of her league, so I wasn't even having a bar of it.
Right. But you thought about it for a little bit?
Kennel.
Oh, obviously.
I want to lock you inside of a kennel.
I mean, we laugh, but there is a lid for every pot, and there could very well be a guy in her kennel right now. Like that.
Wow.
You don't expect this, do you, when you're out there dating? Amelia.
I can't believe we're talking about this.
Amelia in Geelong. Hi, Amelia.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, good, Amelia. Amelia, have you tried to meet someone on Tinder and they've just gone a bit fresh, a bit quick?
Yeah, they took it a bit far. They said, hi, I wish I was your heart because I would be pumping inside of you.
All right, we'll just take a break. 101.9
The Fox. Fox FM's $50,000 secret sound.
All the incorrect guesses. Here's a hack for you. They're at fox.com.au, so you can rule out all the incorrect guesses, and that gives you obviously a better chance when you get through on the phones. You wouldn't want to repeat someone else's guess. $50,000 up for grabs with Fox FM's Secret Sound.
Do you know what? Can we hear it again, Byron? Because I've got another theory. Okay. Again, I don't know what it is.
All right, here we go.
I think it is, it's pressing down a button of some sort, I think, Fev. Like, I know we were thinking chips, like poker chips or... Some of the incorrect guesses.
I did the button off trouble, you know.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's that. No. A lot of the incorrect guesses so far.
Hey, Fev, it's like a button pressing down. Yeah, I think it's trouble. It's not that.
It's definitely not that. A button you push down to release the seatbelt. I thought that was a decent.
That's an incorrect guess, though, right?
Clicking the button on the end of a handbrake.
No, not that.
We've also, the staplers had a shot.
Do you know what it sounds
gun.
Like?
What?
You know when we go to Bulla and you undo your ski boot clicker?
Oh, ski boot clicker. It could be.
Interesting.
Gee, it is, it's mind-boggling and it's challenging Melbourne, but it's worth $50,000 to the person who has the correct guess.
Well, maybe doing it up.
And that could be Emily in Tarnit. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
Emily, $50,000 could be yours. You just have to get this guess right, okay?
Okay, no worries.
What do you think the secret sound is?
I think it may be ejecting the SIM card from your mobile phone.
I don't think we need to go to Leon for that.
But why?
We always would. I don't think
it's pretty good. It's magnified with the microphone, remember?
Ejecting the SIM card from the mobile phone.
Leon Shergren, the only member of our team who knows what the secret sound is.
I wouldn't have told him, but...
Leon?
Now, Emily, ejecting or like inserting?
Oh, don't play it up. Just what is it? Yes or no?
She said ejecting.
Ejecting, definitely. Okay, that's not it.
See, just be careful. You've been funny buggers because does that mean inserting might be right?
Well, he can't.
Might be, yeah.
He can't say it, can he? We'll do one more guess. We're making it a double guess here.
I think Leon over the weekend, he's either had an air check or someone said, build a bit of drama.
100%.
We'll do one more.
Okay, here we go. Jessica from Tullamarine. Hey, Jess.
Hello. How you going?
Yeah, really well, Jess. This is your chance to win $50,000.
Okay, so I think it is pressing your finger down to type on a keyboard.
Oh, good guess, Jess. Now, I'll throw it to Leon. Sound of that. Can you really ham it up before you say no?
Well, it might be $50,000.
Okay.
Don't rule it out.
Really ham it up. Ask a question.
I'm sitting right next to a keyboard now, and I had a listen then. It's really close, but it's not.
See, that was
it's
crap.
It's really close.
Okay, thank you very much to Jessica. You have another chance after 9 o'clock this morning. Be listening
do
while you
mean
work.
It's now, really
yeah,
close?
Well, now, yeah, we're hang on, T's and C's. We're now it's really close. He might have
But I don't think it is. I think he's just.
But you don't know.
Really
but you don't know what it is.
Well, on behalf of our listeners who are hanging on every word Leon says, I think
really
he's got to be really careful.
Yeah, that's
Leon.
I don't know.
We're coming back to you. Is it really, really close?
Or did you just say that for?
You just
drama?
Said it for drama.
I was trying to say it for drama. It sounds. It's
not
that.
Okay.
We got him.
It's not close.
Yeah, God. Yeah.
Please don't mislead our listeners,
you're,
Leon.
You're actually you're a liar.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
I know a lot of people say that TV's bad for you and there are things that, you know, particularly children shouldn't be put in front of televisions. But there is an argument to say you can learn from television and it is quite educational. And here is a perfect example where television saved somebody's life. So a guy called Chris Scott, he's a tyre shop technician. He was just busy at work one day.
Football coach.
No. He was busy at work one day and he looked outside and he noticed that a sedan had pulled over by the side of the road and the hazard lights were blinking. He's gone up to just inspect what's going on and there was someone in there and they were in trouble and they dialed 000 and there was no pulse. The lady had no pulse.
Jeez. Wow.
And he has panicked and he's gone, and he's never done a CPR course. He didn't know any first aid, but he remembered when he watched an episode of The Office, the American version with Steve Carell. Mm-hmm. He remembers Michael Scott, the character, doing CPR, and I'll play it. He learnt this trick and he performed CPR on the woman and saved her life. So let's listen to the episode.
Okay, well, a good trick is to pump to the tune of Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. Do you know that song?
Yes, yes, I do. I love that song. Ah, 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 staying alive, staying alive. Staying alive, staying alive.
You can't tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man.
So you don't have to start singing at the end.
Such a good show, Dwight. Right. Amazing.
That's so true, though.
Isn't it? So
we're pumping along to that.
We were. So he was there on the roadside giving her CPR, pumping along to staying alive, saved her life, brought her back.
Wow.
Amazing. And he learnt that off TV. But we were having this conversation earlier today, Fev. Like, from television, what do you think you could do? And I said, and I stand by this, I honestly think I have watched so much crime drama on television, from Law and Order, CSI, I'm writing,
NCIS,
I've just watched
everything.
About five series of The Good Wife. I've gone back to 2010. I genuinely think I could be a defence attorney. And I think I would know all the objections to make, sustained, lack of evidence, Your Honour. Could we please have a sidebar?
Jeez, you'd object a
biased
lot.
Biased jury.
Objection.
Yeah, I plead the fifth. I think I could honestly...
Without a degree.
I'd love to test it. Without a degree, without any education, I honestly believe I could be a defence.
Right, so I approach you. I'm, for example, a murderer.
Okay.
And I say, hey, I'd like you to defend me.
I say, excuse me.
I killed someone.
Whoa, Byron, don't put me in a position where I'm going to have to commit perjury. I refrain from talking at the moment and let's start again. Byron.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
I could be a murderer, I reckon.
What?
Watching these shows.
Okay.
Oh, you actually think you could be a murderer?
That's a separate topic. That's not.
If you had to listen to our meeting beforehand, this is what I was going to go into.
What, that you could be a murderer?
He could be a serial killer.
Did we agree?
This is what we agreed to, Byron.
So now we go into...
And now you've just wrecked the whole thing.
The phone topic? Could you be a murderer?
Well, no.
Okay,
the topic is 131060. Feel free to join in and Byron will catch up. What do you think you could be based on your... viewing of television.
Oh.
So what, I agree, Fev, don't
you? I watch a lot of crime shows like you, Boxy.
Yeah.
I love the NCIS, I love NCIS Los Angeles, favourite show. New Orleans, not so much because a guy on there's got that really southern accent, don't really like it too much.
Harry Sinise.
Yeah, he talks like he's underwater, talks like that. Anyway.
Isn't that Lieutenant Dan?
Lieutenant Dan got no legs.
Oh, he's in New York.
And I love Dexter. So the problem is... with all these shows, they're so silly, so dumb. They just leave tracks. Because I watch so many shows,
I would know how to.
And the only thing that it probably stopped me, because I'm not a murderer to start off.
That's a relief.
There's one thing, but it's a video, CCTV. Gets everyone.
I agree, but see, Feb, don't you? Whenever you read a story,
I have to do it on the ocean or something.
Whenever you wake up of a day and hear the news or see a story in the Herald Sun and someone's been busted on CCTV, you go, don't you know better? Haven't you watched CSI?
Yeah, but it's probably not the block that you've done it on. It's another block that's caught the camera. You just got to be, but if I got caught, I'd just hire you.
Stay off your phones.
I'd just hire you if I got caught.
Exactly.
Yeah, you could be my lawyer.
All right.
And people use their mobile phones.
Jason Bourne.
Can you
stop advising people on how to commit crimes, please?
I'd be like Jason Bourne.
131060. What have you learnt from a TV show is the question. Fev's learnt he could possibly be a murderer.
Yeah, I could be a defence attorney.
131060.
Oh, you're telling me? I mean, I forgot. I'm a bit scratchy now, but I grew up watching ER. After about 10 years of ER, I could... perform surgery.
101.9 The Fox.
We were talking about a guy that saved somebody's life, performed CPR because he remembered an episode of the US Office, The Office with Michael Scott, played by Steve Carell. In one of the episodes, Michael learnt CPR by singing Staying Alive. So if you go, staying alive. If you do the actions to that song...
Do you reckon at medical school they did that?
They should.
Everyone's just getting around going, staying alive, staying alive. Hilarious.
Well, this saved this woman's life. So television is not all negative. Like, obviously, it's quite educational.
You went on to say that you could be
a defence attorney. I reckon I would confidently walk into a court. I mean, it'd be a lot of show and bravado, but I think I could confidently pull out some terms. I know when they're introducing new evidence that hasn't been brought into the
term. Done the degree.
But anyway, if I did the degree, I'd be a lot better. Don't get me wrong.
When the judge said to you and the other lawyer, please come to the bench.
Sidebar, I think you'll find that
sidebar.
Is.
Sidebar. Would you just go, hey, listen here, mate?
Absolutely. But I'd also, you want to influence the jury.
Yeah.
So I'd be all smiley and nice, but I'd be saying you are going down.
That's what I wanted. There it is.
And the jury will go, oh, she's lovely.
Oh, you'd be good at that.
Anyway, we've got Linda from Keilor. Hi, Linda.
Hi, how you going?
Good. Linda, from your consumption of television shows or a particular genre, what do you think you'd actually be good at?
Well, I'd have to agree with Brendan. I reckon I'd be able to get away with murder.
Well, hang on.
100%.
Sorry, I'm not laughing. If anyone construes my laughing as being complicit, like obviously I don't.
Well, this show doesn't condone
we
murder.
We don't condone that, but it is
funny,
Linda.
I don't condone it either.
Yeah. What show are you watching, Linda?
Oh, there's lots out there on Netflix, but probably Making a Murderer.
Yeah,
right.
Linda, you're so right. And if you think about the proliferation at the moment of crime podcasts, we're consuming so many crime documentaries. Linda, I'm with you 100%.
Yeah. Okay.
So the person.
Yeah, podcasts, you can learn a lot.
You can learn a lot, can't you? You get a burn phone. Set up a meet.
That's why it's unacceptable. If a criminal is caught by a GPS or CCTV, then they don't deserve to be a criminal. Right? How can you not? 101. And if you're not wearing gloves, well, we can't help you.
Call yourself a criminal. You got nothing.
You wear a big mask.
Totally.
I have to get a real big one because if my chin was poking out down the bottom.
Feb's giant chin would give him away on
really
CCTV.
You could be wearing a hat. If you commit a crime, you have to wear a hazmat outfit.
Yeah, I'll wear like
DNA.
I'd wear a big suit so they couldn't tell whether he was like, middle-aged, skinny. They wouldn't know.
No,
they'd
say
bigger beast, and then I'd take it off and they wouldn't know.
Yeah, no, well said.
Actually, you're very easily typecast. See, someone like me, I could bulk up or add height. You can't take height away.
Yeah, well, I could. Yeah,
I'd be a better criminal.
I can.
How? Dicky knee?
Yeah, dicky knee. Kneel.
That's
strap
it for
my legs to my, strap my feet to my hammies, get around the bloke, be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, okay. I think when Fev's talking about being disguised as dicky knee killing people, we're probably done.
For resort living every day, live at Mandalay. From $399,900 for eligible first home buyers. As well as the championship golf course, clubhouse, gym and pool, it's only 40 minutes north of Melbourne.